He wasn't at all sure how he felt about that thought. He wasn't at all sure what frightened him more, being alone with no protection at all, from the fear and from the ants, or that horrible sense of dropping away, that terrible vertigo that seemed to make him feel as if he but hung at the edges of himself, watching himself, his engine self, perform, watching it kill. But when he thought of what he was about to do, when he pictured himself streaking down the dune toward the wall of ants waiting at the cone, guarding his only route to safety, when his mind's eye pictured the massing and gathering and lumbering together of those huge stalking zombies, their grotesque mandibles groping for him, globular eyes rotating obscenely in dry sockets as big as his head, and when he saw himself dart suddenly toward them, as he must do, and accelerate right at them, as he must do, and plow into them, as he must do, and when he knew it wasn't going to work, when he knew they weren't going to get through, the sudden nauseating spasm doubled him forward onto his knees, his chin plate struck his chest with a grunt. He thought his stomach would pull him in half. My God, you'd think it would get easier. But every time it's even more wrenching than before. His head swam, the vertigo shifting him randomly in eddies of its own. He closed his eyes, gripped his sides with his elbows. He gasped.
"Felix?" sounded the captain's frightened tones. "Felix, is there something wrong?"
He stood up, his muscles still taut, but released.
"Fine," replied the engine.
"Very well," said the captain.
Felix saw him raise an arm, saw the others acknowledge the preparatory gesture. A second later he saw the arm drop, and he was up and over the ridge and flying down its side, his piston-driving boots tearing angrily precise gashes in the sand. "Bolov," thought Felix suddenly, in the last plaintive, desperate attempt at irrelevance. It was Bolov who had said he was a one. Bolov. The man I threw away. And then he had receded with his fear and guilt, had slipped back into his cowering. The engine was on the move. Below, the ants reacted en masse, jerking to ghoulish attention. There were maybe 30 of them lined up side by side, and they shifted and bulged toward the direction of his approach, massing for the collision. The bulge flattened abruptly, however, as the other three were sighted as well. The ants scrambled uncertainly for a moment before flattening out their line once more into a semicircle. Every approach was guarded, covered. Thus thinned out, the barrier they formed looked deceptively vulnerable, as if it were only a line of men, and not exoskeleton horrors. He brought himself to the right with a slight lean and an added burst of acceleration. He must go faster, faster, and his legs flashed beneath him. To his right, the other three had already prematurely begun to veer in his direction. The captain was watching Felix so carefully he stumbled and almost fell. Patrice, he noticed, had already begun to slow up. Damn.